With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Workers at schools across the South Shore will be on strike Tuesday morning. The South Shore Regional Center for Education issued a statement informing parents schools will remain open for grade primary to 12 students, but because early childhood educators won't be in the classroom, the pre-primary program will not be offered. Members of the Nova Scotia Government and General Employees Union Local 70, including early childhood educators, outreach workers, student support workers, office administration assistants, clerks, and IT support specialists, voted with a 92% majority to reject the latest contract offer from the South Shore Regional Center for Education. They're unhappy people who do the same jobs are paid differently depending on which center for education they work for in the province. Across Nova Scotia, each of the seven regional centers and the French School Board negotiate their own contracts with their employees. NSGEU President Sandra Mullen says it doesn't make sense to have separate contracts with different rates of compensation when the money is coming from one source, the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development.
It's one department, and it should be the same wage across. And, you know, we have government on record saying they want to get there, too. So now is the time.
South Shore Regional Center for Education Executive Director Paul Ash says the regional center will do its best to get people into key positions to minimize the disruption.
Obviously, when you lose 160 individuals as a result of an impending strike action, we won't have the same number of resources available, but our first and our primary goal is to focus on continuing to support the needs of our students.
Ash says since the days of the old school boards, each region has negotiated contracts with their own employees. He believes a fair offer was made to the local to stave off a strike and says steps are being prepared to provide parity across all school districts.
There is a plan to conduct a comprehensive review of all the jobs within all of the entities and then aligning that compensation across the province. Unfortunately, we're not at a point where that's happening right now.
Of the seven regional centers, NSGEU represents five, including Tri-County, South Shore, Annapolis Valley, Chignecto Central, and Halifax. NSGEU President Mullen says she'd like to see the Department of Education and Early Childhood Development take a more prominent role in negotiations to ensure parity across all regions.
They're not sitting in the room when we negotiate, but I'm sure they're behind the curtain.
The South Shore is the second local to strike after NSGEU members in Annapolis Valley already walked off the job Monday. Mullen says her members would rather be in school doing what they love instead of walking a picket line.
That's the heartbreaking part of all this. It is not the children or the school administrator they are upset with. It is government. And it's government who can make this right.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.